correct. Just, you know, it's not hard if you apply yourself, but it's the commitment of having to semi-apply yourself and schedule a test and pay for a test and create a login for the FCC website and do all that stuff. You know, it's not hard by any means, but it's a process, and I think because of that, it keeps a lot of people come out here, contaminate, you know, the environment, ruin all the etiquette, whatever you want to call it, and keeps them out.
Well, let me just... Okay, hold up, Anthony. Let me just get in the conversation here, my thoughts on that. So, absolutely, I think, you know, I think there should be some, you know, effort to the club, you know, entrance to the club. And the reason why is that if you have something that, you know, if you're intelligent enough to just, it was nothing for me, I just took it, then you're intelligent enough not to be, you're not going to be a buffoon. If the kind of people that would likely be buffoons on the radio, it's going to be an effort for them, okay? And then therefore, there's something to lose, right? And that's the big thing. You've got something to lose. Even GMRS, you got to pay $35 and get a license assigned to you. There's at least a little something to lose, okay? The problem with CB and why there's so much riffraff is there's nothing to lose. It's like, you know, there's no entrance barrier. There's no skin in the game. You just get on there, you know, and you treat it as such. And, you know, there's nothing to lose, right? I mean, you know, I guess you could get fined, you know, but no, I think for any number of reasons, you know, I just don't know if you were talking about eliminating it or what, which I would not be in favor of. So, I don't know. Anthony, you can fill me in and tell me where we're at in this conversation. I may be off base.
We were not talking about eliminating it. We were just talking about how it's a good thing because it is filtered. And, you know, I think there's an argument to be had for both sides of it. But I think there's so much more work involved in getting on the air that people realize that, like, it's not just, even if you didn't take a test, you'd have to figure out so much stuff just to get on the air. The other thing that I always, it's like the hall pass, right? Like, if you have a license and other people know that you have a license, they're more likely to give you that information. And when you don't have a license, people are kind of timid about giving out, you know, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. And it's not a bad thing. It keeps it civil and organized. And if you're smart enough to figure it out on your own, good on you. Over to you, Dakota.